The following is a duplicate of tape one, side one, of an interview with Gim Fong, conducted for the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project.
Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Study Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, March 25th, 1980. An interview with Mr. Gim Fong at his shop in Chinatown, conducted by Beverly Chen. Mr. Fong, can you tell me your Chinese name and your hometown back in China?
My name is Fong Ming Gim, and we come from Canton.
The China. City of Canton?
Yes. And our village is called Fansan.
Oh, Fansan. Uh-huh. I see.
And that's where all the Fong family is.
Isn't this pronounced Kuang? Kuang, instead of Fong. Fong is like a square. But this is a...
In America, you pronounce it Fong.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's two ways of writing it, I guess. There's Lui Fong Fong. That's three families.
Oh, my Kuang.
Fong Fong.
Fong. Okay, because I expected another character. What about your parents' occupation? I presume your mother didn't work.
No,
how about your father?
My father was I guess he came over as a merchant.
Mm-hmm. What kind of merchant?
Chinese.
Is that what he did back in at Canton?
I think he did all kinds of China. Work as a baker, as far as I know.
You said he came over here in 1903,
yes.
Right? Did he come from Canton or did he come from Fansan? In other words, when he was working in China, was he working in the village or in the city?
I just, Fansan is our village where we came from.
Right.
So that's where he came from.
He didn't, some people go to the big city to work in, but he didn't. He stayed in Canton.
Well, we had our house in Canton.
That's
after, we came over here and worked and we had some money and went back and established a house and everything bought land.
Oh.
See, we didn't expect to come back to the United States. That's why he moved everybody back to China.
You too?
I was born here, see.
Yeah.
I was born in 1931,
right.
Here in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And at the age of four, I believe, I can't remember. But first thing I knew, I was in China.
Really?
And I didn't know anything about America.
Oh.
So when I came back in 1937, I was just like a refugee.
How old was your father when he came over to the States?
He was 1903. He was 21.
He got married very late, or he had you very late. Huh.
Yeah, but my oldest brother, there's eight of us.
Ah. You're the youngest?
I'm the youngest boy, and I have a younger sister.
I see. And was your mother, brought over with your father in 1903? Or did she come over later? Or did he go back and marry her?
I don't know. I think she would be
by
then. See, my uncle was here already in 1903 because he came over back in the 1890s looking for my grandfather.
Your grandfather got lost?
They don't know what happened to him.
No, he just came over and disappeared.
Yeah, with two brothers or two sons, and my uncle couldn't find the father and the brother.
Oh.
And when he came over, it was rough time.
Yeah. Your grandfather came over here in the late 1890s. Yeah. As a railroad
yes.
worker.
Well, he was a doctor for those people.
He was an herbal. And then, how long was he here before before the family discovered that he had disappeared?
10 years.
He came to Los Angeles or San Francisco?
Up north, Stockton, Atlanta area.
Did anyone say why he came over? Did your grandma ever tell you?
Sure, they had to, because in China, there's no way to make a living.
Oh.
Family. So they came over here to work.
He and his two sons.
Uh-huh.
But not your father.
No, he was too young then.
Your father, I see.
And he went, my father was the only one who went to school. The rest of them went to school.
Oh, so your father stayed behind while your grandfather.
Well, he stayed back and wanted to take care of the mother. So.
I see.
Somebody has stayed back to
watch. Yeah. So you have never seen your grandfather, and your father probably didn't see your grandfather since
they don't know what happened. Maybe died, or they, like they said, killed a lot of Chinese then.
Yeah.
In the old days, right?
Yeah, in the old days.
Instead of shipping them back, they said they dumped them. So to save the freight.
Yeah, well, there were lots of cases.
That's
of
what
violence.
I was told.
Like in
Colorado
Springs and so on. Oh, so your uncle came over here in the early 1900s to find your grandpa and didn't.
No, so he stayed over here, and he had a very interesting life, but I don't know that much about it. I haven't talked to my husband.
And then your father came over here to join him?
Well, my uncle had already started business and everything, and established himself, and then he sent my father. My father came in and helped him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was a buyer for my uncle. So he would, my mother was still back home.
The uncle is your father's brother, right?
Yeah. So he would go back, my father would go back to China and buy and see my mother.
Was it a gift shop?
No, they were importing then.
Groceries? Yes.
Art goods.
Art goods, huh? Oh. So most of their clients would have been American. Do you remember where they had the shop?
It was in Los Angeles Street. Right across the street from the plaza.
And that shop started by your uncle was started by your uncle in 19 early
1800s.
Oh, so your uncle actually came over in the late 1800s. And he was considerably older than your father.
Five or 10 years.
I see. And how long were you at the home? How long was the shop at Los Angeles Street?
Well, they were there until they tore down Chinatown, which is what, 1959
something. Oh no, they tore down in 1932, Union Station.
No. Old Chinatown is still there.
Old Chinatown, isn't that the Union Station one?
Yeah, but it was torn down only in 1959, I think.
Couldn't be, because I know they had to move. In the 30s, they had to move.
Well, that's relocated again. That's before I was born.
Yeah, that was before you. But when you were born, where was the shop located?
Right there on Los Angeles Street.
Los Angeles Street.
And our house was on top of the warehouse, my uncle's warehouse.
Yes.
In fact, our house is living right with the warehouse on top of it.
And how long were you there? You were out for only 4 years, no?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I was very young when I left the scientists. See, and we didn't intend to, we never did intend to come back
to
the United States.
Just so that you get enough money and then to.
China was our home, so
yeah,
not America.
Right.
But since we're American citizens,
mm-hmm.
and in 1937, Japan was going to have a war with China, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people told us to leave, so we had to leave.
Who told you to leave?
Well, people warned us to leave.
Oh, I see.
So we left from the United States. And then our attitude changed.
That was in 1937?
Yeah.
So you came back to LA in 1937 when you were 6 years old. So you were gone for about 2 years. Did did you come over here with all of your mom and dad and your brothers,
family.
Everybody?
Well, the older generation, I have 4 older brothers, they were already here.
Were they looking after the shop while you
yeah.
were back in Toronto?
Well, by that time they had their own store started. My father broke away from my uncle and they had their own store and started by then.
I see. So they didn't go back to Toronto?
No, they went back to get married and things like that.
Oh.
In fact, my sister-in-law, some of them were still back there. See, we live in a big house, all the
mm-hmm.
in-laws, I mean, the sister-in-laws all lived together.
Mm-hmm.
The old Chinese.
Yeah.
And we came back in 37.
Was that shop on Los Angeles Street kept by somebody during that time when you and your father were back in China?
No, my uncle. At that time he was still working for my uncle.
Oh, your uncle stayed here?
Yeah.
I see.
He ran the store. My father was the buyer.
Well, you came back here in 37. What was your impression? Was there a culture shock?
Oh, sure. I've never seen a car. Well, we've seen a car. We had a Ford 1930 Model 84 or something that drove down Canton, you know, the street.
In Canton?
Yeah, Canton.
Oh.
The first car. And
your family?
No, somebody else's.
Oh, somebody else's.
The biggest thing, the weirdest thing I thought was when I arrived at the harbor. And I saw the boats, speedboats at that time. Now, you're talking about 1937, and the boats, speedboats were sharp and flat on one end.
Yeah.
And I thought, gee, somebody cut off the sand pads and made two of them. And in China, that's all we saw was the ones at double ends, right?
Uh huh. Yeah.
And, and then another thing I noticed was the trucks, the old Mack trucks, you know. Real funny front end to it.
The kind of bulbous front end. Yeah. You don't have that in China. But how about the same thing when you went to China? Was there a culture shock?
No, I was too young to remember anything then.
I see. You spoke Chinese at home?
That's all we spoke.
Excuse me. Which dialect?
Sanya.
Oh, the regular. What I consider Cantonese.
Yeah.
Not the village.
But we speak Cantonese Samyang with a little, they call it the Fatsan accent.
Yeah, each place had its own accent, I see. I assume then, when you came over here, you were not able to speak any English?
No. We're learning in kindergarten or first grade in China with ABCD and things like that.
Really? And back in those days you learned English?
But not
already?
Much.
You went to school in China?
Yeah.
Oh, but you were only 6 years old when you, 4 years old when you went back. Kindergarten. And did you learn any characters and things of that sort? Mm-hmm. When you came over here, did you immediately get into a regular American school?
I believe so. I went to kindergarten at Castellar Street School.
Uh-huh.
I always remember.
Oh, that's school there. And your father picked up the business again? The art store business?
Yeah, well, he was trying to get on his own by that time. That's 37 now.
Yeah.
In 1939, when they made Good Earth,
mm-hmm.
this is where China City was born. After they finished making Good Earth, that's the location. They made an old Chinatown, something like that.
Yeah, I didn't see that film, but
well,
I know the people who were in the... Oh, they actually went over
right,
there
they made a little settlement like a Chinatown.
And they shot there?
They shot there. The courtyard scene and all that.
Oh.
And a big sound stage on the other end.
Uh-huh.
It was the interior shots are shot. Well, they converted that into many shops.
Oh, and they
and
rented them?
My father
them?
Had a shop there, yeah.
Oh.
And that's how he...
The movie studio actually rented those jobs to you?
No, they made that. And then they sold it to us.
I sold it to you?
To my father, and we made a corporation, imagine. and then they made China City Corporation out of it.
China City is that on Spring Street?
Yeah, but it's all torn. Most of it is torn down. The first, you know how flimsy those things are, just like sound studios.
Mm-hmm.
After we opened, not more than a year, I think, 39, 40, 41, and it burned down. About 1 year old, and it burned down.
All of the shops?
Well, the one section with that sound stage area, that all burned down. And it was completely rebuilt. And we started all over again.
And your father had, before the fire, where was the fire again? 40?
I'm not sure the exact date, but it has to be around 1940, between 40 and 41.
Mm-hmm.
So probably 1940.
And your father got his own art store.
Yeah, that's when he got his own store.
Did he indicate why he went into art store? Why your uncle and everybody in your family seemed to be involved in the art store business?
I don't know what was the reason.
If most of the clients were Americans, why didn't he locate it somewhere where
He's tried, but the rent was horrible in those days.
Oh, out.
He tried it.
In the white areas.
He opened one on 7th Street, different places, and he had to close up.
Oh.
Never could make it.
Oh, the rent was too high. That was after the fire.
No, that was before the fire.
Oh, I see. Well, I thought his first, and when he came back in 39, he immediately started a shop in China City.
No.
Oh, excuse
this
me, 37 he came back.
No, we came back.
And you came back.
I came back.
By yourself?
No, with the rest of the family. My father, I think, went back to pick us all up. But the brothers were already here. See, my brothers were, they were in high school then. So they were on their own. They got married. They had kids. So they had to break out. So my father was helping them start business all over.
So that was 37 when he came back.
Yeah.
He tried to help them. They were already established.
Yeah, they started a business called Fong Brothers on 7th and Figueroa, right across street from the Stagler Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was under three older generation brothers. See, we have two generations. One, three older brothers, much older, and one sister. They're all in the same age bracket.
Was it because your father had two wives?
No. Well, yeah, but this is from the one first. My mother.
Your mother gave birth to those older one or to you guys? Not. In other words, someone else was responsible for the other four.
No, she was responsible for most of them. Yeah, but she had it's a long range.
Oh,
my brother is around 60 something years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like 49 years old.
That's not too big of a range. I mean, if like you said, you have 8 children, then that's fairly understandable that they would be spread over a decade. But what did your father do between 37 and 39?
37, 39. He was still working. I imagine working with uncle. He felt he was obligated to my uncle because he brought him over here.
Mm.
And he never did break away until he all started the store in China City.
I see. And China City at that time, what was it like in 39? What kind of shops?
Well, they're very small shops.
There?
They're almost like a very street type of operation. You don't have anything big like here.
Little restaurants,
small restaurants.
Gift shops.
There's a place called Junk Cafe. You go in there, it looks like a junk.
Oh, like a junk. No, I don't.
The streets are real unusual, real small.
Sort of like these streets here?
No, much really narrow.
Really narrow.
They call it, one of them called Dragon Road.
Oh.
Where it's lines all over.
What's the other, do you remember the, like, the names of the other streets?
That's all we know is Dragon Road, because it runs all over Chinatown.
Mm.
And we used to have rickshaws running up and down.
Just for tourists, or
yeah,
were there actually
tourists.
A mode of
no,
transportation?
No, tourists.
Cool. What kind of people would pull the rickshaws?
We had some like Mexican guys.
Excuse me.
Well, the one guy that remembers me, we used to teach him Chinese, it's called Mao Hao. So he always remembers
oh,
me.
Oh, no.
He is now the blacksmith at the university.
Ah.
The only blacksmith.
And he
yeah,
pulls
he
the rickshaw. But who owns these rickshaws then? Tom Gibbons? Who's Tom Gibbons?
He's quite a guy, but he knows how to speak Chinese. We call him Uncle Tom.
Yes. He had acted as an agent of some
yeah,
sort.
For Chinese
For Chinese actors and actresses.
That's
a
funny thing. My father banned all of us from working in any kind of movie.
Oh.
That was one of his wishes, that we would never work in a movie.
Did he say why?
Yeah, he doesn't like the amount attached to it, I guess.
Yeah, and I think some people look
now
down
we
upon
we couldn't understand
the movie,
that.
The
we couldn't understand it when we were young, but
mm-hmm.
as you get older, you understand a little more.
Mm-hmm.
What happens with some of the Chinese that went into it, they depended so much on it that they made a bum out of it. That was his theory.
That's true. I have talked to
so
someone.
It's not very good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you lazy.
But did you pay close attention to the entertainment field? Since that was what created China City. For instance, people like Bessie Lu and...
well, we
Emma.
Live with them, you know. We rented the things for, you know, the props that they want.
You lived with them?
No, we rented the props and things to them.
Ah, the Chinese
if
art
want
good.
To.
Yeah. But what do you mean you lived with them?
No, rented.
Ah, you rented them. But were there any other well-known or semi-well-known Chinese people who were involved in the entertainment industry?
Sure. Annie Wong. My father knew her when she grew up.
What kind of movies did she take part in?
I
don't
remember.
Oh, you
I've
didn't
never
see
seen her
movies.
Her movies.
I see. Did she live in China City?
No, old Chinatown. I think she was
oh,
born.
Oh, she lived
there.
In old Chinatown.
I don't know that anymore, but my father knew her very well.
Is she still around? Oh,
she's
yeah, excuse. I forgot about that. Besides that gift shop, did your father have any other kinds of businesses?
None, as far as I know.
I see. And she continued to have, he continued to have that, operate the gift store until he
three
retired.
3 years before he died.
Which
he
was 73, so 69. And he, when did the store move to its present location on Chongqing Road?
We moved in 53.
From Los
City.
Angeles Street?
No, from China City to here.
Yes, excuse me, yeah, China City. Which
yes.
part, could you tell me the address? The shop? Did your shop have an address?
I can't remember, but I have...
Was it on Dragon Street?
Yeah, Dragon Road.
Dragon Road, I see. You moved in 53 to this place?
Because this Chinatown was, we just couldn't compete with them. And we finally just went down the drain, China City. The shops were so small, we didn't have a draw of the big restaurants.
Yeah.
And it just went down.
Mm-hmm. So everybody
finally
left China City.
Just died.
Yeah, and somebody must have owned the pieces of
Mr. Macy bought it out from the corporation later on.
From each independent store owner?
It was a corporation at one time. I guess they sold it up.
What is it? No.
It's a parking lot. It's the Philippines parking lot. Mm-hmm. If you go there, I'll walk through it and I'll show you where Wishing Well used to be, our store used to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's a four or five shops still still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's one's the barbershop, one's the bar,
oh.
Things like that. The ones have Sui on it, the painting store. That's it.
Oh, but the business is not very good.
The rest of it is gone. That's parking lot.
It's south of Spring Street.
East of Spring Street.
Yeah. When you were growing up, besides Castellar School, did you go to any other elementary school, or did you?
Yeah, I went to Hollywood, Selma Avenue School, is in Hollywood.
Why Hollywood?
Because my at that time it was about wartime, 44, 45 around there. My brother had started a gift shop in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to go to work, defense plan. And my sister-in-law couldn't speak English well enough
mm-hmm.
to run the store.
So you ran the store?
I sort of helped them out.
In your spare time?
No, I was living with them.
Oh. But you had to go to school?
Yeah.
So whatever time you had left open, you helped them. So, how long did you live with your brother?
I miss my post school, like my old friends. It was hard.
Yeah, I presume Hollywood was mostly white,
mostly
huh?
Mostly white.
How did you get along?
I felt way out of place.
Oh, because of language handicap? Or
well, I always did have a language.
Color.
Handicap. Yeah, and in a way.
How did they treat you? The white kids at the summer school.
I don't have real close friends like that. Here.
Well, were they hostile to you?
Not really, but they were not friendly toward me.
Did they call you names?
No.
Uh-huh.
There was only about two other Chinese boys.
So you hung around with those two Chinese boys?
No.
You didn't.
I just go right home and I'm through anyway. I had to.
Oh.
I couldn't hang around. I have to go away. Help my sister-in-law.
I see. You spoke Chinese when you were at school, or when you were going to Castellar school, did you speak Chinese during recess time?
Most
or did you? Yeah.
I noticed that they tried to discourage us from speaking Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was in junior high school,
mm-hmm.
they tried to discourage us from speaking.
Meaning the teachers?
The teachers, yeah.
But you, most of your friends, I would presume, other than that one year at Hollywood, were Chinese when you were growing up.
Well, we grew up in an area which is central. You don't ever heard of it. There's no longer there. And it's on top of the hill here. We know what Board of Education.
Yeah.
Well, that used to be Central Junior High School.
Yeah, that's right. I thought
Central.
It was called San Tus.
Central.
Which junior high school did you go to?
Central Junior High.
Oh, it's Central Junior High and then Central High School?
No, I went to Polytechnic. Poly High.
Poly High.
That was on Washington and Grand, between Grand and Poly.
Oh, I see. And then what's the student population there? Was the Chinese house?
It was mixed. You have Chinese too also because 9th Street, that's another Chinatown area.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be
asked. I see. Did you hang around with people other than Chinese? For instance, blacks or Mexicans or whites?
Well, I have some Hawaiian kids I hang out with. Japanese,
uh-huh.
Chinese, whites.
No blacks or Mexicans?
Blacks too. It's a mixed school.
Yeah, the people that you were playing with or going out with or otherwise socializing
Hawaiian.
With? Hawaiians.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of my best friends were two Hawaiians, one Japanese.
Japanese from Hawaii, or meaning two Hawaiians plus one Japanese born here?
Yeah.
Oh, so you spoke English with them?
Well, I spoke English after I got out of grammar school and from kindergarten I started. I never ran into trouble after I got into school.
Did you feel, I presume when you first got here you feel 100% Chinese, but did that percentage change where you felt mostly American at any time?
Well, at one point in our lives when we're young, we want to be so Americanized that you try to lose yourself, you know. But you, after a while, after you hit, I guess when I noticed it, well, after I hit 20 periods, then I try to be more Chinese. You know.
I think you, that period
I
you're talking
my,
about,
I found myself.
Where you want to be like all the other American kids was probably around your early teens
yeah.
or mid-teens.
I have fantasies of being white, you know, marrying a white girl, all that. But after a while, I know my mother used to discourage me when I used to marry a white girl and she didn't like it.
Oh, you stayed there?